Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me do nothing in me.
Good morning, everyone. How are you on this morning? Just give me a minute just to come on in and get things set up here. Okay, just 1 minute. Okay. Just 1 minute, you guys. Amen. Just 1 minute. Good morning, everybody. Glad to join me. Glad you are joining me on this morning. Hallelujah, everybody. Good morning and good morning. So come on into the room. On this morning, we're going to be talking about don't stop the train. Don't stop the train. Good morning, everybody. Don't stop the train. So I'm only going to be on here for a couple of minutes, but I just wanted to come to you on this morning. I'm so sorry for the tech issues. The YouTube couldn't get on there this morning. But guess what? I'm here, y'all. Good morning, everybody. Don't stop the train. That's what my message is on this morning. So on this morning, I'm coming before you, coming from 1 Samuel chapter 1, and you can read the whole chapter. To your entire chapter is so bomb, talking about Hannah and Elkanah and Peninnah. But what I love about this story the most is that Hannah did not stop the work. She did not stop the train. She did not get off the train. So let us go into prayer. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We lift you up and we give you the highest praise on this morning. Father, we thank you for today and we thank you for every day. We thank you for new mercies just chiming in, God. We love you. We love you. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. But most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus, dying across for our sins that we may have everlasting life. You said in thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Amen. So on this morning, we're going to be talking about don't stop the train. So that means don't get off the train. So you know when the conductor is going to stop it, just stop with the stop that you think that you need to stop at. Don't stop and don't get off. Just know that your turn is coming. So what I love about this story was Elkanah and Peninnah. I'm coming from 1 Samuel chapter 1, and you could just read the entire chapter. It is so awesome. How about chapter 2 was so bomb, because then she just go into thanksgiving to the Lord. So what I love about this chapter is that, just to summarize, Hannah didn't have any children, and Peninnah did. And in that culture, you could marry as many wives as you wanted to. But Elkanah had a second wife, and her name was Peninnah. So she taunted Hannah every day, every chance she got to taunt Hannah because she was barren and couldn't have kids. Now, back in that era, you know, women were frowned upon if you didn't have any children or if you was barren. They thought maybe you had four eyes or something like that if you was barren and couldn't have children. But Hannah did not stop. And even though each year they would go up to Shiloh to give sacrifices unto the Lord, Elkanah had asked her, I thought I had my ear. Elkanah had asked her, he said, Hannah, aren't I better? This paraphrasing, you guys. You can read it yourself so you can see the scripture verbatimly, what the word is saying. He says, just summarizing it for you, Hannah, aren't I better than 10 sons? First, he asked her, you know, why are you so lowly? Why are you weeping? Why are you so disheartened? And he said, aren't I better than 10 sons? And it's something because sometimes people think that they can fill those voids, but nobody can fill those voids for you but God. And sometimes we go back to the same things over and over again, looking for, because we are so thirsty for that person to fill that void for us. But nobody can fill that void but God, because he's the void filler. That's why we go from person to person, from thing to thing, from situation to situation, looking for somebody to fill that void and to send comfort to us. But those voids, empty voids that you have in your life, only God can fill those voids. And if you want something to last permanently and not temporarily, then you have to ask God to fill those voids for you, because you can have a temporary filler, but it is not filling you, because after a while it goes away. Then you off to the next. And that's because you're searching for something, and what you're searching for, at the end of the day, is going to be God, because he's the only one who could fill that void for you. So, you know, kind of shorten your disheartache and go on from person to person, situation to situation, and let God fill that void for you, whether it's lonely, whether it's discouragement, and whether it's bitterness, you know, whatever it may be, complacency, whatever it may be to you, that you feel like this boy got to be filled. You know, love, you know, is a big one there. We look for people to fill the voids of things that maybe our parents or maybe our children or maybe we feel like the world didn't give to us. You know, allow God to fill. You don't want the world giving you nothing in your way. Allow God to fill those voids. But Hannah never did get off track. Hannah stayed the course. She stayed the course, and she didn't care what came her way. And she stayed the course so much until she was weeping so bad when they went up to Shiloh to give sacrifices. And she sat there, and he said, Hannah, aren't I better than 10 sons? But what I love about Hannah's spirit is that she didn't disrespect her husband, because he was a good guy. He was a good man and treated her royalty, always favored her more than the other wife, gave her more a portion so she can sacrifice unto the Lord. But her portion was always worthy than Peninnah. And that's another thing. Peninnah was getting so jealous because Hannah had so much from her husband. But the thing about it is that Hannah wanted the same thing she wanted. And it's not good to covet what other folks have. It's not good to covet what other folks have and want what they want, because you don't know what they went through to get where they are today. So you don't want those trials. You want God to bless you, your own blessings, and not somebody else's. But Peninnah vexed her so sore. And I know we can attest to that, because you can go on your job and people just constantly provoking you, that one person. You get on the bus, it's that one person that's there. You down, you don't even know what you did. You know, somebody in your family always provoking you. Every time you turn around, they taunting you. No matter what it is, the community, no matter what it is, that one person, you come in the door, church door, and somebody's standing there looking at you. You know, you're like, well, what did I do? I just walked in here today. But Hannah didn't let Peninnah to get her off course. She did not stop the train. And sometimes we get so discouraged and we get so upset and we have so much bitter in our hearts until we say, look, I'm pulling this cord here because I'm getting off this train. And we wind up getting off at the wrong stop. Because that wasn't our stop to get off, but because we were so anxious to get off, we were so frustrated, and we were so hurt and so angry until we took the first thing that came along. Sometimes you got to hold on to God's unchanging hand, like they say years ago, our grandparents, and you hear the seasoned folks say, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, because, see, God's hand never changes. Man's hand will change, but God's hand will never change. So I learned to hold on the hand of the Lord. Amen. But Peninnah, when she went up, not Peninnah, but Hannah, when she went up to the house of the Lord to give sacrifices unto the Lord at Shiloh, she left having dinner with her family, and she went up to the temple. But then when she get to the temple, she was bum rushed. The priest actually thought she was drunk, because she was had so much, she was in bitterness of soul, and she was a woman of just, ooh, I'm just so
tired. I just want what I want. I want a baby, and my womb is not open. You know, when you want something so bad, when you're looking for a house or want a car, or you looking for your joy, or you looking for your peace, or you looking for that job, or you looking just for some type of peace, or your children to turn around, or your mate to turn around, your husband to turn around, your wife to turn around, looking for, you know, just a better atmosphere for yourself, a pay raise. When you're looking for those things and nothing is turning around, but you don't get off the train and you don't say, hey, I'm going to get off this stop because I'm checking out. I'm tired. No, Hannah held in there. She hung in there and she held on because she knew, probably could feel it from her soul, that it had to change. It was not going to always be like this. That's what my kids always said when they were little. It's not going to always be like this. That's right, because that's what I instilled in them. No matter what you see, always going to be like this. But you got to put some feet forward to actually move so you can get to that place where you want to be. But you're right, it's not going to always look like this. And even when your children are too young to even move out and do things, don't stop them from dreaming. Woo, glory. Don't stop them from believing. Don't stop them from honing in on those things that they know will be good for them because they take their mind to a different place. And also you dream. Hannah did not give up. Even though Penina taunt her every chance she got. You know how women sometimes could do, sit around, be taunting you so much, she rubbing on her belly, something she know that Hannah wanted. But guess what? In the midst of that, Hannah did not get off the train. She kept on praying. She kept on worshiping. She went up to the temple. Even when the man of God accused her of being drunk, she said, no, my Lord, I'm not drunk. I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit. So she let him know right off the bat, I'm not drunk. But see, she could have got up and said, no, even he accused me, I'm drunk, I'm out of here. No, she knew what she was praying to God. So you got to hold on to the horns of the altar, baby. You got to keep pressing. You got to keep pushing. You got to keep going. And know when it's good, and know that your turn is coming, and know that it's a breakthrough around the corner. Because at the end of the day, if you hold on and you hold out, God will sure enough come through. If you hold on and you just hold out, hold out from those things that you want so bad. Hold out from them things that's going to cause you to go down the wrong road. Hold out from those things that you know that ain't good for you, but because you weak, because you tired. And I know when you get to a place where you just tired, Lord, I'm tired. But while you saying you tired, visualize your mind holding on to him, holding on to his robe, holding on to his waist, holding on to him while you walking, while you talking, while you screaming, while you angry. Not screaming at God, though, but while you're angry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why you so upset? Allow God to remove the bitterness. Allow God to remove that anger. Because, see, that's another trick of the enemy, too. Because if you're so bitter and you're so angry, you ain't thinking about nothing else but that anger and that bitterness. But if you remove that bitterness of soul and say, God, help me to see things your way. Help me to see things much clearer. I know I may feel like I'm in a pit now, but I know God is resurrecting me. He resurrected his son Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. He will resurrect you in spirit as well. Resurrect your soul. Hallelujah. When you think that it's over for you. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what nobody say. Whose report will you believe? You should believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. So you got to know that when it's over because God says that it's over, not because you said it's over. So while you on that train, don't notify the instructor that this is your stop, especially when you know it's not yours. You walk past that block. You avoid that phone call. You avoid going in that direction. Hallelujah, especially when you know it ain't good for you. But Hannah prayed and prayed and prayed. And when she said to the priest, no, my Lord, I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit. He blessed her. And when she went back home, God remembered her. See, God did not forget about you. He remembered her, and God blessed and opened up her womb. We have so many dreams and goals on the inside of us. And today, I know God has opened up somebody's womb. I know he's opened up somebody's womb so they be able to deliver. You may not be delivering a baby, but you are delivering dreams. You're delivering your goals and futures, your integrity, your legacy for your children, your legacy for yourself. Hallelujah. 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 You got to trust and believe God. And even when you feel like, Lord, I'm barren. I have no more fruit. God says he's the true vine. And his father is the husbandman. And you can't bear fruit without God. You can't bear fruit without him. Hallelujah. I'm just so excited on today. You know, I didn't leave y'all without my coffee. I didn't have a chance to say it to you. Hold on and know that God has you. Hold on and know that he cares for you. Hold on and know that he is the deliverer of your soul. Hallelujah. I am so excited on today, you guys. I know this broadcast was kind of short. I see you all again on next Tuesday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm just excited on today and just so elated because God is so good. And I just love him, love him, love him, love him. So hold on and know that God is on your side. Know that he cares for you and know that he loves you. Hallelujah. God loves you and he cares for you. Even when you feel like ain't nobody else around, even when you feel like, you know, can't nobody, don't nobody understand where you're at, because that's another trick of the enemy. Folk have been in your shoes before. Don't sit around and think that nobody haven't been where you're at. They may have not been as deep as you are, and some people have been even deeper than where you are. But just know that God is the deliverer, and he can bring you out of that. And Hannah never gave up. Hannah never let go. Hannah held on. She held on to God's unchanging hand because she knew that God was her deliverer and that God was going to make sure that her womb would be open. Hallelujah. Trust in God on today. Amen. So I came from 1 Samuel chapter 1. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day, God. I thank you for moving. I thank you for just loving me. I thank you for caring for me, Father. I thank you for opening doors that no man can close, and I thank you for closing doors that no man can open but you, Father. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Go before those who are sick on today, God. Remember, God, Deacon Mutcherson, in the name of Jesus, not Pearlie and Mom Raji, God. Remember my mother and my family. Remember the Bond family, God. We thank you for opening doors, God. We already thanking you in advance, God. Continue to touch my eye stars. Continue to just move like nothing before. Touch those that's on this prayer, that's on this call on today, God. Those who are grieving, those over loved ones, those who are searching for voice to be filled, God. Fill those voices for them, God, in the name of Jesus, dear God. Oh, God, I thank you and I bless you. I thank you and I bless you, God. It's in Jesus' name I pray. And Lord, before we go, I thank you for your son, Jesus, dying on the cross that we may have everlasting life. You said in thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. And also remember Evangelist Jacqueline Owens, God, continue to heal her body, and Dr. Moore, my spiritual mother, God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And God bless my mama, Evangelist Catherine, everyone on that's on here, the praise report for Deb Avenger. I spoke with Reverend Adrian Avenger and how God healed her body. So God is in the blessing business, y'all, and he's forever blessing. We bless God for, amen, for Deacon Dockery on today. We just bless God because he's a healer, and I love him because he's a healer, and not just because he's a healer, because he's our Savior, and I love him, y'all. Let me tell you, when everybody else in sale, there ain't nobody else picking up the phone. Guess who pick up the phone? Jesus. Amen. When ain't nobody feel like being bothered with me, guess who feel like being bothered with me? Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the only one, because people will let you down. People will fail you. That's why I put my confidence in man. I put my confidence in God, because we uphold people higher than what they should be held. And you ain't supposed to hold nobody higher than God. God is God. Hallelujah. So I put my faith in God. When nobody feel like talking to me, I know that Jesus is going to talk to me all night long, and he's not going to get tired. He's not even going to click over and say, I got to get the other line and leave you on hold for a long time. No, he ain't going to put you on hold. He's going to sit there and listen. Hallelujah. And listen attentively to you. Hallelujah. Woo, glory, glory, glory. You know, I start preaching after a minute, but whoop. Lord have mercy. I just love him. I love him. So God bless you all. Amen. Bless God. And remember Sister Darlene, amen, and her granddaughter. And we just bless God today. I'm just so super excited, you guys. I'm going to keep on pushing, keep on moving. I'm not going to pull that cord until the conductor's time for me to get not my stop. Amen. So even you know it's not your stop, don't get off, even when you become discouraged and when you become like, I'm just so frustrated. But God bless everybody. Good morning, everybody, and I'll talk to you next week. God bless. Bye-bye.